Hello?
Good evening. My name is Nelson. I am calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate in Florida, state legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am never
definitely
likely to
going.
Vote.
Definitely going to vote.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican,
Republican.
No party affiliation? Thank you. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background? Yes?
No.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? African-American black, Asian, Asian-American, white, other?
White.
Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, over 65?
56 to 65.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Here are the choices. Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Definitely vote for the Republican candidate.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well.
Okay.
First one is Leonard Spencer.
I do not know Leonard Spencer. I'm not familiar with the name.
Okay. Next one, Scott Boyd.
No, I'm not familiar with the name. I guess I don't know too many local people.
Carolina Amnesty?
I'm familiar with the name. What's the question about her?
Yeah, you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion?
I think somewhat favorable, if I remember the right person.
Thank you. Next one, Erin Hundley. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Not familiar with, I'm sorry.
Okay, and last one, Kamala Harris. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. If there was a very, very, I would say that.
Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate.
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Definitely, probably.
Definitely.
And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Carolina, MHD, the Republican candidate, Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Probably Amnesty. Carolina Amnesty. I think that's her name.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Carolina MHD, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting, I would say.
Thank you. As you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina MHD was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying the signature as a notary. If found guilty, MHD could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative MHD has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Carolina MHD, the Republican candidate, Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
I would still vote for her because of the... I'm not going with the weaponization of the justice system that's going on now. And I'd love to see all the facts, but I think that, sounds very likely. The timing sounds very likely. Just like they're doing to Trump, just like they're trying to do to RFK, just like they're trying to do to everyone that's any kind of a politician.
Okay, thank you. And what was your choice again? I'm sorry.
Amnesty.
Okay. Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Carolina MHD, the Republican candidate? Definitely, probably.
I would still say definitely.
Thank you. Due to State Representative MHD's arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Probably the Republican candidate, Boyd.
Thank you. Definitely. And would you say you're...
Go ahead.
Right. Thank you. Would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
I would say definitely. If it's a choice between the two. Absolutely.
Thank you. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate, Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
I'm sorry, which one, which office was that? I don't recognize the first name. If you could repeat that, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you want me to repeat the choices or the
question? No, just the choices. I know the question.
Right. Okay, so the choices are Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate, and Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, he'd be one of the potential candidates. I would still vote for the other person that is not Spencer. I didn't catch the name.
Right. The first one says Erin Huntley.
Yes, that's the one.
The Republican candidate. Okay. Okay, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate? Definitely, probably.
I would say definitely.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
Right, voted for Donald Trump.
Thank you. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, always vote Republican?
Usually vote Republican.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I would say moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college,
4 years
grade
of college.
Okay.
4 years of college.
Thank
college
you.
Degree.
This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a nice rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.